asking me, girl, feed me that now. Girl, what's the sea club with you? Where is it? Are we doing now? Girl, what's the noise now? I don't want any noise now. I don't want any noise. Girl, I'm the soothingest I feel. Now I'm used to the rest of the world. I'm used to the parents of the world. I'm used to the terror of your now. Ich nehm's gegen dich. Das ist so schwer, ich hab mir auch nur so schwer, ich hab alles alle. Hey, jeder Pflicht für Adolf, der mir schrieb mir Adolf, das war nie Ruhe. Ich nehm's nicht, nur ist nicht. Ich nehm mich gegen dich, ich mach nur die Dinge, ich mach nur die Dinge, ich mach nur die Dinge. Das sind die Acht für Adolf, ich hab nicht an, so der Adolf, das war nie Ruhe.
Finished, but I'm gonna say so.
Hello,
huh? Yes, hello.
There you go.
Work by snap, baby. My goodness, what's this? Hang it up, girl. The past, but it's not you, sir.
No, because that's not what. How's this? That's not gonna grab the hello one. Nah.
Hurst we for the hell of exit, is it?
Power girl would only ask for some must. If we saw it, then the house is not.
I'm getting nips of girls, even I know.
Hey.
Now you get fire girl, or what I want to ask, Miss Vesta, how is
it? Here, go with it.
Miss Vesta.
So I have male syrups in the shanamach. Could you open his eye foul false ass today was sick by a shop with mask and all look at a burner sweat of a has sound a bit of wait. Name it what's get.
Got who's in the soaking on that my soak system in the bash here, because there we have healer washing it over even a curry with who and he heals that some way here's
helping up and then
the soak it all in a skip it. Got who's soap sauce.
Got who's soap.
First soak system in the soak and then it's my.
So, well,
I'm odd, isn't
it? If we straight, you sound right. Why? First stop, but I should
go out anyway.
Hook your tits tonight. Pass that. My dad will go quick as the, you know, stairs, kiss, drop, drop, drop. Let's see how. You said in the chin of full out. Hello, out in the shocks and good leaf, because it's not fine. That's that. Yeah.
That's not some of the salgas of waste and it's the large knee that way. It's the scabbards. Always hurt.
Hurt. It's so good. He runs best on that.
I don't know.
That's just that.
Hey. You're better from those ugly business.
It does best hurt, but we're from the open sky. Oh, Lila, stay. He used to the mishap and get eaten. He used to the new for me. Yes, sir, there was. And the stone about it. That's it, right?
He used to circle my yard.
Yes, how will be by that. Washing is over. I'm the bay there, but there will feed our meat ready to get a hurry, lead, good moving out. Soul for me. And if I hear all the fish, Miss Bowie, we're pins. How is it? Hey,
that's your bag, mate.
Now, there's no state of irony. So they can still bring the wind as earth, though. They'll scat in that girl you're wearing. Yeah, there's earth. Stand over me.
Everything is catching, yes. Everything is catching on fire.
Hi guys, it's us. That joke didn't go on for the entire 2 hours. I'm sure that you're glad.
I was tempted to do 55 minutes, play it backwards, and then just play it forwards as if we had gone through some sort of temporal anomaly.
Right. As though we went through it in the middle of the show.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Somebody record that and play it backwards for some super secret spoilers. We spoiled everything, man.
Yeah.
No, we were just ruining shit left and right.
Yep.
So, what do you guys...
Like the game?
What,
Like KOL.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, no, that's what we were ruining today. Am I supposed to raise my microphone?
You are.
Am I supposed to raise
the roof?
Yeah. Same joke at the same time.
Yeah.
We've been spending too much time together, hot stuff.
That is true.
True as it ever is, I guess. Riff, what have you been up to?
A little of this, little of that.
Cross-stitch?
Yeah, a little cross-stitch, little of that new DS game, Shin Megami Tensei. What's the subtitle?
Pokemon? What game is that?
Strange Journey. It's sort of like, did you play Etrian Odyssey?
Is that the one where the like game where you had to map?
Yeah,
like super old school dungeon crawl.
Yeah, it's like that except with Pokemans.
Huh.
There's like it's actually the plot is pretty good. It's not like goofy or anything. It's a pretty straight sci-fi.
Wait, so it's unlike plot. Kingdom Hearts in that it, the plot right. does not involve Goofy?
Yeah. But the dimensions that you're traveling through are filled with demons, and you can talk to them, and if you don't piss them off, you can bribe them into joining your crew.
Hmm.
And it's pretty cool. It's got some good mechanics. I'm enjoying it.
Etrian Odyssey was kind of cool, but
it is not as shit hard as Etrian Odyssey.
Yeah, Etrian Odyssey was just absurdly grindy.
Yeah,
like it as a point of pride, it was like you could not get to level 2 until you had spent 10 hours grinding level 1.
It is grindy, excessive. and the difficulty curve is a little bit steep, but it's not nearly as bad as Etrian Odyssey was.
Well, good. Because I was interested in the idea of Etrian Odyssey, but I basically played it for like an hour, realized what the next 10 hours of play were going to be like, and just put it down and never picked it up again.
And also, RDFM sent me an awesome wooden puzzle box filled with a bunch of awesome metal puzzles.
What? You opened it? Well, and you solved the puzzle?
No, I solved the box. it had like, what, I think, I don't have them sitting in front of me, but there's 8 or 10 different puzzles, of which I've solved one.
Oh, wow.
And got 2 more of them apart, but I can't figure out how to put them back together. And then there's like 4 of them that I kind of see how they work, but I can't do it, and one that I just have absolutely no earthly idea.
Huh, that sounds cool.
So it's a pretty good range. So anybody that was frustrated by the lava maze, the FM has your revenge covered.
He sent me an old school spy camera.
Cool.
Which seems kind of neat. I haven't had a chance to really play with it yet. I need to find some cartridge film.
You are kind of a spy.
That's true. I feel like the only problem with this camera is that it still kind of looks like a camera. So, I mean, if it's in your, like, it's old school in the sense that, like, it's from, like, the 30s or whatever. But it doesn't look like a pen or a pack of cigarettes or whatever.
You could probably, does it look like a pin and you just can't tell the difference?
You could probably easily install it in a pack of cigarettes or something.
That is true.
It's like a fake transcript where I'm just making fun of you the whole time. Mosquito. Is the camera bigger than a mosquito?
Yes.
But smaller than a pen? Ah, words hot stuff can't hear. Like, juice.
What are you talking about?
It's your one weakness.
What?
Yeah, I know. Riff, have you been taking pictures of your cross stitch so that you can blag about it in the time lapse?
I have not.
Wow, really?
I figured I would wait and take pictures when it was done.
But that's no progress.
That will be a long time.
You're supposed to take pictures of your progress. I, you know, maybe one of our listeners can recommend something here. I have been kind of wanting to waste a little bit of money on a toy. That toy being a digital video camera that we could potentially use to make stuff that was good enough quality to put on YouTube.
A flip camera?
But that also, I don't know what that word means.
It's like a
camera that you can only use to film Flip Wilson doing things.
It's a $200 like iPhone factored like video camera.
Yeah.
It's super small.
But
it's digital video only.
I have a requirement.
Yeah.
And that requirement
is... also does stop motion?
It also does... Yeah, it's cut out to do stop motion and time-lapse stuff. So both the ability to, like, remotely hit a button without moving the camera to take a shot and
right.
stitch a video. Like, ideally, stitch a video together automatically as opposed to me having to take a bunch of stills and make a video out of them.
Right.
I'm sure I could figure out how to do that. And also to be able to set up and point, you know, outside and take a picture every 5 minutes and do a time-lapse of, like, my pool. This is what my pool looks like all day.
Neat.
That because people want to know.
Yeah.
It's like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Yeah.
They want to know, you know, and I can get Robin Leach. Is Robin Leach still alive?
I don't know.
Yeah. If not, I can get his cryogenically preserved head to announce it for me.
I guess you could.
If anybody knows of a thing that works for this, and you know, if it turns out that I can get a passable video camera for $200, and there's also another device that costs $200 more that would let me do stop motion stuff, then you know,
I
want to say that my budget for this device is like $500.
I mean, I feel like my camera will do stop motion, like video stuff, but I could be wrong.
But I don't want to have to steal your camera for the periods of time that I'm thinking about.
I guess, yeah.
You know what I was thinking about doing? This ups the budget of this project by another $500.
Uh-huh.
But I thought that it'd be cool to have a stop motion record of the giant Millennium Falcon set being put together, the Lego set.
Yeah.
And rather than taking mine apart, I would just buy another one. I don't know that I actually want to do that, because goddamn, that took a long time.
Yeah.
And there,
I have seen
exist.
similar videos of that, although it wasn't as neat and clean as you could possibly do it. It was just they had the camera looking over the table as the two people put it together.
I saw them do the Star Destroyer. I saw
maybe that's the one
making
I'm
the Star Destroyer
of, actually.
Yeah. And then there was another one. These people did the smaller scale, not the smallest scale or the next smallest scale.
Now that there are four,
yeah, I have four different Lego Millennium Falcons in four different sizes. I think I have a problem.
I mean, Lego's just going to make a single piece
that you
Millennium
don't have
Falcon
five.
Eventually.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The problem is that there is not one that is even larger than the largest one. I know at the time
life
that was the
size.
Largest Lego set that there was, but they must have done a bigger one since then.
I don't know.
Maybe the...
The Star Destroyer seems bigger than the Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon has more pieces.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I just really have no interest in that giant Star Destroyer.
It's finished, it looks cool, but it's really just not as interesting to build as the Falcon was.
That's the impression that I had. I am pretty excited about the Death Star playset.
I would probably never have built it, right?
I got the Death Star model, the Death Star 2 one from a few years ago as a gift, but I probably would not have bought it because it didn't look like it was going to be that much fun to put together because just every piece is gray. And you know, it was okay. It was I did it and I'm silent. It's not like it was an unpleasant experience, but
I feel like the grayness of the pieces is just sort of realism, right? Like you can't really argue with that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying it shouldn't exist or that it should be different than it is. I'm just saying that I probably would not have elected to buy it.
Right. I made a pretty exciting $12 purchase recently.
You did?
Yeah. And a laser for pointing into outer space.
Yeah. A green, a 5-megawatt green laser.
Milliwatt.
Megawatt.
Yeah.
Five gigawatt.
I'll have to show you, Riff. It's pretty cool.
Huh. King Stupid just linked me an Amazon link for a digital blue Lego stop animation video camera for $100.
Wait, Lego and video and stop animation? It's like it combines. Does it also have lasers? And it's just everything
It appear to be literally Lego and a video camera and a stop animation camera.
Huh. Fascinating. I don't know why it also has to be Lego. I guess maybe so that kids will play with it.
It looks like, it's partially Lego, just to be cool, but also so that you can actually assemble it into your Lego structures for stability when you're stop-motioning Lego.
Well, you know what you can also do is you could put it on a... Have you ever seen Baraka?
Yeah.
Like Baraka, the character from Mortal Kombat 2, with the like weird blades sticking out of him?
Yeah.
That guy was pretty cool.
The movie by...
Back, high punch, and he would be like... So if Katana tried to pull that shit with her fans, you'd be like, fuck you, bitch!
Yeah. They did a bunch of stop motion type cinematography in there, but they had the camera moving over the course of it. So it was really kind of neat panning shots of like a day passing in like 5 seconds or whatever, but you were sort of like panning across the horizon or something. It was kind of neat. And it was one of the first like computer-controlled rigs where the camera moved and they were doing time-lapse stuff.
King Stupid wrote into Twitter an IMDb link to this movie.
It's in French or something?
Yeah, Micmac a tiré l'arigo. I have no idea what this is or why this is meant to be.
It has what, Jean Reno in it or whatever?
Does it have Jean Reno in it?
I thought I saw a picture. Maybe not.
I think you just assume that every French movie has Jean Reno in it.
Oh, no. It has Jean-Pierre Marier.
I think every French movie has either Jean Reno or Gerard Depardieu.
And Jean-Pierre Becker. It does not have Jean Reno. But it's by Jean-Pierre Jeunet. Jeunet and Caro are the... City of Lost Children.
Oh, Delicatessen.
Delicatessen people.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
I'd be excited to see a new movie by that dude. or those dudes. Yeah. RDFM says it's not really a spy cam. Read the note, hot stuff.
It's not really a spy cam. It's like sort of a spy cam. It's cool. I was complimenting it. I wasn't trying to cut it. Like I wasn't trying to rip it a new one, as it were. Thank you very much, RDFM.
Rip
you're awesome.
Rip it a new pinhole. RDFM's never going to give me a present again. I think I managed to single-handedly disappoint every single person I know in New Orleans with my rant about poor people at the end of last week's show.
Possible.
RDFM. So it's funny. RDFM sent in a bunch of voicemails, and he starts everyone with, "Hey guys, love the show," and every time Google Voice gives that a different... So sometimes it's just love the show. But in one, there were two messages that he sent that I'm not going to play. But in one of them, the transcript started out, "Hey guys, love to suck." and in the one where he was criticizing me for that rant, when the transcript started with, "Hey guys, public health." So I don't know. Maybe it's got some context sensitive.
I was
stuff
just
going
to say it sounds like context sensitive.
He told me that if I ever want to get laid again, I need to watch what I say. That was his response.
Wow.
After continuing this argument with Armac for a long time, who's the other guy I know in New Orleans, because there are really only two. I just want people to know, my basic thesis is that people who don't work don't deserve anything. Anyone who can...
Like babies.
Anyone who can work and doesn't, I
like
don't
babies.
Feel like society owes them anything. Yeah, babies can fucking work.
Yeah. They can be like models.
Anyway, that's...
Actors.
That's my... You know, I think I've been playing too much Bioshock, is the thing. Because I'm like, is a man not entitled to the sweat of his brow if he wants to distill it into some sort of sweat wine and sell it in an entrepreneurial venture?
Sweat wine?
Yeah. You know, this is just me coming from my position of white privilege.
Yeah.
Not understanding what life's like on the streets. Anyway.
The number of people that we're talking like... You know, I was on welfare for a while, or my family was on welfare for a while.
Right, and
fascinating,
right?
Right?
And like, none of those people are people that I would argue that the program should not exist for, right? Because those were people whose parents were either like, I am all about supporting the working poor, right?
Right.
Because the difference between the poor, as I think of them, and the working poor is the working part. If you are working a job and you're still unable to feed your children, then sure, have some government assistance.
I got some government assistance for a while.
Yeah,
they paid part of my health care.
I had some student loans. I'm still living off Uncle Sam's teat. It's weird. Why does that dude have teats? Underneath his beard, there is not a chin. There is just another teat.
I don't think I want to suckle at some man's beard.
What? Why not? Maybe he dropped some delicious gravy in there.
Oh.
It'll make the milk less boring. Because, you know, nothing improves the taste of milk like some gravy.
Yeah. It's a beard that makes its own gravy.
Anyway, it's not that I don't like the poor. It's that I don't like the lazy. I do not like people who are so entitled that they do not believe that they need to contribute anything.
It is a little strange how we have this sort of just universal... belief that human life is important, right? Like, if somebody really just doesn't want to contribute to society, why do we feel like we need to support them as part of society?
I mean, I don't, you know. And you know what? Like, a lot of people made the argument, like, you know, it is, you're better off in the long run with a system that supports people and is subject to a certain amount of abuse than... either wasting resources trying to enforce against the abuse, or whatever, you know, or not having the program.
Yeah, like not having the program versus. Because I mean, I feel like, you know, KOL is the system that people abuse every now and again.
Right. I tend to just as a general rule, like apply Sturgeon's Law to effectively everything. Right.
Is that where you throw fish at things?
Yeah. 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 At a barrel, and then you shoot them in the barrel.
Right.
Later. And then you think you use that as evidence for being good at shooting,
right?
Yeah, like you just try to you inflate yourself with foregone conclusions. I tend to believe that if a system exists that is abusable, that 90% of the use of that system is abusive, and You know,
you had an argument about this in San Francisco. Did we talk about that on the radio at all?
We didn't. I was getting into it with this guy that wrote like an anonymizing proxy protocol, and I was like, you know, so what do you think about, you know, interested.
You probably phrased it as like, what do you think about the fact that.
That most of what is being done with your product is like sketchy or illegal. I mean, like it is clearly okay for this thing to exist, but like, you know, I was just interested in having a discussion with this guy about the ethics of putting something like that together, because I was like, you know, from where I'm standing, like this product is potentially a really serious threat to my way of doing business, right? And so it's like, while I agree that it's like, you know, it's cool that, like, Chinese dissidents can blog about the government without getting killed because of this product, you know, like, and so basically my starting premise, and I just honestly believe that this is right, my starting premise was that most of the use of this product is illicit, right?
And not necessarily illegal, but definitely somebody trying to do something kind of sketchy,
right? And he was just like, he just disagreed with that premise. He was like, you know, basically just writing it. It was super disappointing. It was really disappointing to me. And I said, you know, I'm like, well, it's like fucking BitTorrent. Like 99% of what BitTorrent, you know, BitTorrent is a great technology, right? And the technology itself is clearly blameless, right? It is ethically neutral. But 99% of what BitTorrent is used for is just stealing shit. And he said, no, it's not.
Yeah, that is really weird. Cause,
you know, and the thing is,
while
it was
might
like,
not be 99%, it's definitely like, you know, more than half.
That was the point at which, and I was super drunk while I was having this argument, and that was the point where I just sort of lost my shit and made an ass of myself. But it ended with God, these two kind of big shots in the Linux world. I was like, you know what? I don't think it's possible for me to have a reasonable conversation with two people who don't realize that Linux is complete fucking bullshit. Because at that point I was like, you know what? I'm not going to win this argument, and I'm losing the crowd. So I'm going to set the fucking building on fire.
Awesome.
But yeah, you know, I mean, it made me kind of sad because I was like, it's like I would like to not
recognize that BitTorrent is used primarily as a
his argument is like you have no data to base that on, and I'm like, I mean, I have all of the anecdotal evidence that I've ever compiled, and he was like, no, all the major movie studios are like legitimately distributing movies via BitTorrent. I'm like, okay, but. God, that was an infuriating argument.
Yeah,
and it really made me sad.
100 times that number are illegally distributing movies.
And you know what? That's a solipsistic argument. You're just basing that on your own opinions. So then,
that is not actually solipsistic at all.
Like, what the fuck is the point of discourse if not trying to compare opinions and evaluate them?
Solipsistic would mean that, like, I don't believe that the rest of the world exists outside of my head. That contention is meaningless and stupid.
Right. I mean, something it apparently the argument was that I was wrong because I was basing my beliefs only on my own perspective.
Huh.
Right. Yeah. Which I don't have any other perspectives to base things on, right, until I acquire them from other people, but goddamn did I not want his. Just the notion that shit is like, this kind of shit is being done by people who just genuinely believe that they are changing the world for the better, and they are just not fucking... Like, they're changing a world for the better, but it's this imaginary world in their heads where everyone is noble and great, and, you know, the streets aren't actually mostly just running with sewage, right? Like, man... All I wanted, you know, all I wanted was, like, a little bit of reassurance that, like, you know, maybe the BitTorrent guy occasionally loses sleep over what he has done, right?
But
I bet he doesn't, you know? Yeah. I bet he's like this guy.
This guy?
Yeah, this guy. Our buddy in San Francisco, who's probably also upset with me about my poor. All I'm saying is, if you refuse to work, you deserve to be homeless.
How do you feel about income taxes and like a curve in terms of how much you should pay percentage-wise?
I mean, I'm basically okay with it, right? Like I feel like the problem with the way that it is executed is that the more money you make, the more you can afford to avoid paying taxes.
Like How?
Well,
you can spend,
I mean,
you
just
can spend more money
buying,
on stuff.
You know,
that
having,
you can write off.
Having accountants, you know, at like. You know, that might not be true. It might not be true. I don't know. I mean, I feel like what happens is that, you know, like, say, huge corporations should be paying a lot of taxes because they're making a fuck ton of money, but they use sketchy loopholes. They you know, they sort of obey the spirit of the law, they obey the letter of the law, but abuse the spirit in ways that make them show less profit on paper so that they pay less taxes. And, I think that sucks. And, I mean, I just don't participate in it that way. I mean,
right.
I pay a fuck ton of taxes, you know. Asymmetric. It doesn't take as much as you think to be in the highest possible tax bracket, and we are, and we just, because...
You know, the highest possible tax bracket used to be like 90 or 95%. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we probably are, just by behaving ethically, you know, kind of jeopardizing the long-term health of the company by not trying to show
well,
as much
I mean,
profit
that's
as possible.
Question,
we're just being
right?
honest
like,
about how much money comes in and how much we spend, and we don't spend as much as comes in because we want to save money to be able to use in the future if things get lean, right? So
that's a question, though. Like, if the government provides ways for you to pay less in taxes and you don't utilize those things, does that mean that you are being ethical or just stupid?
Yeah, maybe I'm just being a sucker, right? I mean, yeah. I've never minded paying taxes, right? And the thing is, like, when I wasn't really making enough money to support myself, I didn't have to pay any taxes. Like,
right.
You know, if you're below the poverty line, you don't have to pay any taxes.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're slightly above the property, if you're slightly above the poverty line, you don't barely have to pay any taxes, you know? I mean, it gets difficult for me to... Like, on a case-by-case basis, it is very difficult to say, hey, house full of little kids, you should starve, right?
Right.
Because your mother was too stupid to not let a bunch of dudes fuck her without wearing a 25-cent condom.
Just the same one over and over again?
Yeah. I mean, that would certainly be better than nothing, right? I started looking into the statistics about, you know, welfare programs and stuff, and like what it ended up with, like what I ended up with was this page that was like about like pregnancy statistics and stuff, and it was like the U.S. has one of the highest percentages of sexually active teens in the country,
in the world,
and in the country, yeah,
the U.S.
It is shocking. The U.S. has exactly the same percentage of teens as the U.S.
Weird. It's like the tautology country.
So hugely disproportionate number of teenagers having sex.
Yeah.
And hugely disproportionately low.
Is it that, or is it hugely control? Disproportionate number of teenagers saying that they're having sex because they don't want to be?
Well, there's a lot more teen pregnancy in the U.S. than there is in Europe,
okay.
Right? And it's not
is that because of is that because of all the birth control hormones in the water in Europe?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah,
there's so much birth control. I mean, it's 33%. Of, and I don't know if this is of American schools or of American schools with sex ed programs.
Yeah.
33% of them are abstinence only, which is just worse than useless, right? I mean, it's like that is to sex what DARE is to drugs, right? Like you are just doing more harm than good with
saying,
this program.
Here's how cool drugs are and I don't use them.
Yeah. But you're not saying here's how cool drugs are. What you're doing is you're saying if
are
you smoke pot once, you're going to fucking die. You're gonna, you're like,
the, oh, right.
You will wake up the next day dead of a fucking heroin overdose, and you won't have any idea what happened because you were too high.
Because you're too dead.
Yeah. But you know, so I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, I am not nearly as, you know, I'm fairly scared of hard drugs, but I'm not nearly as scared of drugs as I should be. And the reason is because once I smoked pot for the first time, realized that wait a minute, those assholes just flat out lied to me.
Yeah.
Right. They lied to me about weed, and so now I don't believe that heroin is dangerous because they said exactly as many bad things about heroin as they did about weed. Fucking abstinence only sex ed, man. I don't know if I've talked about this.
I mean,
on the radio.
They're not lying when they say that you are not going to get an STD or pregnant if you are abstinent.
Right, but
I mean,
you know,
so there.
You know, so maybe my assertion is always going to be teenagers are going to fuck, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Right,
you can make them all socially awkward.
That's true. If everybody was like me, there sure as hell would have been no teenage
exactly.
fucking.
Exactly.
Well, I guess I got 18. I was still a teenager when I was in college. But you know what? condoms. Somehow I found out about them. And you know how many kids I have?
That you know of.
That I know of.
Yeah.
Ah, good old Bill Murray and Broken Flowers. I wonder how old he... given the plot of that movie, I wonder how old he would have had to have been when his first kid started brewing. Because that's how it works, right? Artie Effem says, "Hey guys, public suck. Don't worry, Jake, I have a cool, nifty invention thing for you, but it's not quite ready, and it's cool." I think that Artie Effem is probably sending me a mail bomb.
That is an invention of sorts.
Well, he's sending me a... There's a little robot that is going to make me sign a will that distributes all of my assets to the poor, evenly. Every poor person gets 30 cents. I think there's probably more poor people than that. But, and then a bomb that kills me after mailing the will to a notary. Or maybe the robot is also a notary. he's a notary and a hired goon.
That'd be a nice little racket.
That would be a nice little racket.
You get someone to sign a will that signs everything over to you with a notary robot, and then that robot also punches a hole in your chest.
I'm trying to make a joke about a guy who makes money by having spectators pay to watch a miniaturized game of single-player tennis with a robot.
Uh-huh.
It's a nice little racket.
Uh-huh.
It's a little racket, you know?
Yeah, no.
Like a tennis racket that's small, like a robot would use to play tennis for the amusement of others.
Right. Right. I see what you're trying to do here.
Anyway, poor people.
Yeah.
Get a job!
To be fair, there is distinctly the possibility that there are more people than there are jobs. Right?
I don't know.
I mean... We have a certain amount of unemployment, and I feel like...
Do you think that you would be able to find a job, if you needed to get a job, do you think that you would be able to go out and get a minimum wage job?
I would be able to. But I have a college education. I can do
but no
anything.
No minimum wage jobs require college education.
Sure.
I do not think that there is a person right now that could not walk out and get a minimum wage job this week. People just aren't willing to work for minimum wage.
If every unemployed person immediately sought unemployment, minimum wage jobs, I think all of them might be filled, potentially, right?
Sure.
Because it's not like, if there's 10% unemployment in the U.S., it's not like 10% of all of the things that you try to go do aren't open because there aren't people staffing them, right? Like...
Right. I mean, anyway, I think on an individual... This is one of those things where, like, on an individual basis, I feel like there's no reason... that a given person can't go get a job. Right?
So here's the thing, though. You
people just aren't trying.
If you were unemployed right now, I don't think you would be willing to accept a minimum wage job, right?
Well, I don't know. You know, because
unless things got really desperate.
If I were drawing unemployment,
yeah,
and I was going to end up getting less money from I was going to get less money from the government than. By getting a job at McDonald's, if I was going to get less money from the government than if I had no job at all,
right.
Then yeah, I mean maybe they're disincentivizing me doing something like that, right? But I honestly, I have never drawn unemployment.
Neither have I.
And I don't know that I would.
Even if you were unemployed?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't think that I would because there's never a time when I can't live for a couple of months. I mean, even when I was fairly irresponsible with money,
unemployment is, it's not like taxes are paying for unemployment unless things go really badly for the country, right? Like unemployment is,
it's a distinct fund. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've paid a lot into it over time, right? And especially now as a business owner, I pay a lot into it, right?
Yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. Like it's insurance.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe I should.
You theoretically,
but
claim
I just feel
insurance.
Like I feel like I wouldn't,
but you claim insurance, right? Like I view unemployment as equivalent to like if your house burns down, like, I wouldn't get any money. Like if my house burned down, I wouldn't get the insurance claim because I can buy a new house. Like, I don't think anyone would do that.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why I feel that way about unemployment. I just do. I mean, it's just sort of like, okay, sure, I could sign this piece of paper and get some money, but I could, I could bounce a check and get some money, right? Like, I'm not saying that those two things are equivalent. I'm just saying I would not feel right collecting unemployment because I do not feel like there is ever going to be a case where I deserve something for nothing.
if you are actively trying to get a job and not finding one, I think you might change your mind.
I guess. I mean, if that was happening and I couldn't pay my rent, maybe. But yeah. But I don't know. I mean, there have been periods of a few weeks where I was out of work and looking for a job, and it just never occurred to me. It never occurred to me that it would be right for me to be getting money for not doing anything. Right? And I mean,
theoretically, if you do nothing, you're not supposed to get unemployment.
I'm not saying that there is something ethically wrong with drawing unemployment. I'm just saying it does not jive with my way of looking at the world.
You're not supposed to collect unemployment unless you are looking for work.
Okay.
So, I mean, theoretically.
I mean, and I've never been looking for work for long enough that it was an issue, right? Like, I've just taken some shitty, low-paying jobs in the past. You know, looking at my employment history, like, there are, like, a number of pay cuts over time, right? Because it's like, well, I need a job, right? I need a fucking job. Like, A, I need to be doing something productive in order to not feel like shooting myself. And B, I need to pay my bills, right? So it's like, I don't know, man. It's just that whole accountability thing. It's
Protestant work ethic.
I'm a slave to it. I'm a slave to accountability.
You're not going to go to heaven unless you're successful.
You know, you can't get to heaven in Jim's butt because God don't allow no stinky farts. That's what I know about getting to heaven.
All right.
Courtesy of my cousin, who just had a kid. It's weird. This is a memory that I have of him when he was like fucking 3 years old, and now he's got a kid.
Huh.
I forget what his kid's name is. Probably something stupid.
Jim's butt.
Everybody's naming their kid something stupid these days. And they also have dopey haircuts.
Okay.
Yeah. Kids today, man. Dopey haircuts, and they're naming their kids stupid shit.
Kids are naming their kids.
Yeah. Well, we could play some voicemails. Here's an interesting one. It's not actually interesting. I'll let you decide. Just listen to this. This is a voicemail from R2-D2, apparently. Okay, so the interesting thing about this, and apparently this is just some sort of trick that I don't know about, because what is actually interesting about that voice message is the transcript, which is, "Hi, Jick. Hi, Chris. Surely hello, because he and a here was. Hey, what's up? I answer." So the last part of it is like, yeah, what the fuck, that's just some regular Google voice transcript bullshit.
Yeah.
But, "Hi, Jick. Hi, Chris."
Maybe it's Chris or something?
I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's like a thing that somebody has learned to take advantage of the algorithm by playing R2-D2 stuff into it.
Or maybe there's
a joke on the part of Google.
Text to R2-D2 converter.
R2-D2 that Google knows.
Well, and then Google, like, takes the algorithm. I mean, that would make sense,
weird.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. Maybe somebody knows. What day is today? Oh, yeah, what day is it? What day of the year is it today?
Thursday.
Okay, so here's something about the game that I wanted to talk to you guys about, actually, and I'll let this guy who wrote in the question explain it in his own words at greater length.
Hey there, this is Mega Man Rocks. I asked a question the other day about unquesting the crystal orb of spirit wrangling, the Pokeball for the Possumancer. The item itself adds a unique flavor to PM, allowing them to have two summonables to switch between without losing one. The thing is, the item comes into play far too late during a run, around level 10 for the Nemesis quest. Hence, it's not really used for much besides storing a spaghetti elemental in a run. The idea I had was to unquest the orb and make it a free pull. But before everyone freaks out, the free pull idea part was simply to prevent two instances of the orb from existing at any time. The idea would allow a PM to be able to start the run with whatever summonable was last in the orb. It was said during the Diamond Radio program that PM summonables aren't really used, specifically the Spice Ghost, as it requires adventures in an area outside of the normal path, the Haunted Kitchen. With RNG and other factors, people just don't go out of their way to get a summon. If it was possible for a Postmancer to start their ascension with a summon, it would be a unique advantage for PM as it competes with Sorcerer. And since summons are limited per day, it'd be far from game-breaking. The Postmancer would also feel more attached to the summon, much like a familiar, bringing Postmancer one step closer to being a real summoner class. Thanks.
So he had suggested this, and I like, yeah. there is not really any reason that it wouldn't work.
Yeah, that's. I mean, he's got a fairly well thought out argument there. I don't really have any against it.
Right. So the question is whether it is important to us that orb not be ascension relevant.
I don't think
it is. I mean, I think it's kind of neat.
I mean, I think I'm pretty sure the only reason I specifically marked it as a quest item was
we would have to change
was
the
so
flag
that you
that
didn't
it uses.
End up with more than one.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a big deal, right? Like with right. the whatever I forget how you get it. Does it drop from something or is it like a non-combat?
It drops from one of those guys, and I think it's set up such that if you haven't gotten it by the time you should have enough documents to summon the spaghetti elemental, then it gives you one on the next fight or something.
So we could make it a regular item, and then that drop conditional could just call owns item instead of has item. The problem that you end up with there, the situation that you could get into, is if you put it in your display case,
right.
You would then just be unable to complete... No, wait. I was going to say you'd be unable to complete the Possumancer Nemesis quest while in Ronin. I don't know that that's important, but that's also just not true. You don't need it to complete it. You can just get the summon.
Well, plus, haven't
right,
we...
Right, the ball was just to let you use the summon without having to lose your original summon.
But also, hasn't it been corrected that you can get free pull items out of your display case?
Maybe.
I don't know. We did make it so you could get free pull items out of your display case because of the Arbor Day thing.
Yeah.
We didn't want people to be stuck in run not being able to get the acorn out. But with this one, I don't know that there's any real reason to not to make it a free pull, right? Because, like, why would it be a free pull? It's like an item, you know? It's not... Like, free pulls are for things that are just, like, cosmetic or fun or whatever. This is a... Like, why wouldn't it just be a regular item that
because
if you were a Possumancer, you could pull it?
It is something that you would only pull as a Possumancer, right?
Also, if you can't... If you can't get it in hardcore, then you'll end up with more than one of them.
No, you just won't be able to... You don't need it, right? Like, it can still check owns item and just not give you the thing if you have one in your in.
But then you wouldn't be able to complete the Nemesis quest.
But then a hardcore Possumancer can't get it.
You can complete the quest. You just can't complete the quest without abandoning your current summon, right? Which, if you're an ascender, you're going to lose it when you ascend anyway, right? So, like, I feel like for the people that we're trying to protect from this, it's just kind of a non-issue.
I feel like doing it that way just makes things suck more for people doing hardcore Possumancer runs if they've done a previous Possumancer run.
Well, but how many people are doing the Nemesis quest while they're in hardcore?
I feel like most of them, if they're not trying for a speed run.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if people in hardcore do the Nemesis quest or not, right? Like,
I don't either. I guess the argument of having it be a free pull is that it then becomes something that's more akin to
just
a...
Just more of a class feature.
A class feature for ascended Possumancers. Which, you know, that's interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
I can see two sides of the argument. You know, it might be neat to have a bunch of class-specific pulls, but then hardcore isn't really differentiated by class in that same way.
Sure, but I mean, like, I don't think differentiating hardcore and softcore is
I'm not saying anathema, right?
Like,
but like, if you're trying to make Possumancers better, you're not actually doing that in hardcore. You're just making them better in softcore.
They were the Diamond Radio guys didn't have much good to say about Possumancers. They're like, yeah, Possumancers basically fucking totally suck a fucking fat cock. That was what they said. They're like, sorcerers rule, and Possumancers are seriously, like, they might as well just be summoning a big cannelloni that's like a big veiny cock and just sucking on it all day, because that's what it's like playing a Possumancer, like sucking a big, hot, hard, veiny cock.
Lilloni.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know, man. I'm actually kind of happy about that idea.
Sure.
So, right, we've talked about it, and now we'll just never do it. It'll be great.
You can put that in that giant radio bugbear thread of things that we'll never do, because we're lazy.
Right. Here's a question from Bahu.
So, I bought Zero Day as soon as Frontalot made it available on his site, as anyone who listens to this probably did the same. One question, though. How the hell am I supposed to do anything or even listen to this radio show if I have to keep playing it roughly at once an hour?
It'll eventually wear off. I eventually stopped just listening to the album over and over and over again, and so can you, Bahu.
Yeah, I mean, you might miss a couple radio shows, but luckily they're recorded.
Yeah, they're archived.
And you could also just listen to the album in one ear and the radio show in the other, because it's mono. Ooh. Right? Or do we broadcast in stereo? The recording's in mono.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me look. There's the 64K stream is in stereo. I don't know which of the I think this mic output is only mono, though.
It might be.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so anyway, you could just listen to one in one ear and the one in the other ear.
Oh yeah.
That won't mess up your brain at all.
You could have a half a second of silence in each ear, like alternating.
You know how you if you wear like the red blue 3D glasses for a long time, have you ever done that?
Mm-hmm.
And you take them off and you like look out of one eye and you look out of the other eye and everything's like two different, totally different colors.
Yeah.
I wonder if something similar happens with your ears. I wonder if you would hear different things out of one ear than the other if they've been sort of attenuated to different things.
I mean, I don't think that, like, with your eyes, there are entirely different physical structures for looking at each color.
Sure.
Right, and I think that is what, like, it is less like your brain correcting for the colors than it is those receptors just getting fatigued.
Right, but your brain does a lot of processing on the audio that you hear based to, like, determine where sounds are coming from.
Right, but I'm saying that
you don't think those sound, things get
I don't fatigued. I don't think that, like, a trumpet is activating entirely different physical hardware than, you know, a baby crying, right? In your ear, the way that blue is activating entirely different physical hardware in your eye than red.
But if you had something that was really loud in one ear and one that was something that was really quiet in the other ear for, like, an hour, and then you, like, tried to listen to where sounds are coming from, I wonder if that would be shifted, for example.
I don't know. I learned some fascinating stuff about the way that your ears work. Because the way that you position sound in your brain is based on timing differences between when sound hits your left ear and your right ear.
Yeah.
Right? And there's some other... You have to sort of move your head in the middle of it, because that basically creates this, like, sort of cone-shaped area in which the sound could be.
Yeah.
Right? So you will tend to, like, make slight adjustments to your head before you can really know where it's coming from. But those timing things happen faster than the neurons can actually fire in your ears, and so you've got all these neurons wired in parallel so that you can accept inputs faster than the hardware actually allows for. It's fucking crazy. Fucking crazy system. It's fucking...
Well, it was either
brain,
that,
man.
It was either that
brain,
or have
ear,
a
eye.
Much bigger head.
Ear, brain, and eye specialist. Yeah, like a head that was like 40 feet wide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I feel like we went with a good option. Whales. Whales did not get so lucky.
Yeah, that's why they have to make such weird noises to hear each other.
That's true.
And that's why it takes... They only get laid once a year. Because they just can't tell where the other whales are.
Right.
That's all those whale songs are. It's like, I'm horny. Okay, where are you? I don't know. And then they get tired.
It all
takes
looks
a lot of energy.
Same.
It takes a lot of energy to make those noises.
Yeah.
It takes a long time for them to find each other, but when they do, man, it's fucking magical.
We love you long time.
ASL.
What?
ASL.
ASL.
Age, sex, location.
Oh, ASL.
Wow,
there's
dude.
American Sign Language. Like, why didn't we learn another language?
Can you imagine a whale trying to do ASL?
No, I can't.
And that would be even less effective in terms of finding other whales in the ocean.
Right, at night.
It's like whale semaphore.
All right, here's another voicemail.
Hey, Guy at Random here. I'm a leader of a small clan, and I have a clan member who joined as a leader of an even smaller clan. And ever since this, our two clans kind of joined together, we've wanted to officially put them together, one as an auxiliary clan, one as a main. And I was wondering if in the future you guys could add a feature that would allow you to auto-whitelist people from one clan to another. And this is for speedrunning purposes, one normal dungeon going on, one speed dungeon going on, that sort of thing. Love the game, enjoyed it since 2009, which obviously isn't very long, still awesome. Thanks.
That's not a bad idea. I don't think there's anything that would make that technically infeasible. I would probably want to limit it to clans below a certain size, but I mean, that size could be like 100.
Yeah, I think it'd be weird to have, like, Cenums provocable,
yeah,
nice
to,
guys,
whitelist Cenums or KOL addicts or something like. I just wouldn't want that. That would, you know, to do that would just hammer the
it
shit
would bloat
out of
the table pretty bad.
Because you basically have to do it one member at a time, because
you
don't want
to
overwrite rows that already exist
in the
whitelist, and so. And you don't want to, like, you would end up with a situation where whitelisting somebody that you had already whitelisted would erase their stored karma.
Right.
It is basically an operation that, because of the sort of features that have been added to the whitelist over time, would have to be done a row at a time, and so on huge clans, it would be not a thing that I would want people to just be able to do indiscriminately. But I mean, I guess if you are a person that has the power to add people to the whitelist.
Uh-huh.
We could just put a button on show clan that's just whitelist everyone in this clan.
Right.
You should write that down.
I'm putting on my list of things to write down.
List of things to write down. Write down the Postomancer.
Yeah, that was the second thing I was going to write down.
Pokeballs, too.
Whitelist clan.
Pokeballs.
Once. Do we want to do a free poll, you think?
I kind of don't, but if everybody else feels like we should, then... I mean, I had not thought of the hardcore angle. It bears examination.
I think the hardcore thing is kind of neat, right? Because if it would be something that would it affect Bad Moon?
Oh,
if it was free pullable?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, but I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing, though, right? Like, because it would still be the same for every possible. Well, but it wouldn't, though, because if you had one or not.
Yeah, you'd be pulling it from your previous life.
Yeah. We could put something special in there, I suppose. Some special handling to prevent that.
I wonder if this Lego stop motion camera is any good. It's kind of cool looking.
The reviews for it turns out are pretty terrible.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, poop. I'm surprised that you didn't go out and buy that cat camera. I guess you don't have an outside cat, so it's not as cool, but...
Yeah. I mean, we could have put it on one of the strays in the neighborhood.
Oh, that would be really cool, but we'd never get it back. That'd just disappear.
But it depends on how expensive they were. I mean...
Yeah, I don't know.
I kind of wanted to get the cat camera and then just wear it strapped to my forehead for an entire day and just make a movie that was an entire day of, like, work.
A day in the life.
Yeah. And not turn it off even during the potentially embarrassing.
I was going to say, like...
Where I just, stare at
half
my
of your day.
Penis. I'm embarrassed that my penis is so
half
large.
Of your day is just porn.
Yeah. Why not? I would not say half. I would say of an average day.
Yeah.
I would say that less than a tenth of a percent of it is porn.
A tenth of a percent?
Yeah.
I think if you fall asleep with porn playing in bed, that counts. Because the camera's going
to
keep...
That has actually never happened to me, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Well, all right.
You must have slightly different habits than I do.
I don't have any porn...
Anywhere.
Visible from my bed.
There's no porn visible from space.
Porn visible from space.
The Cardiff Giant. Yes, porn visible from space. It's really sort of boring porn.
The Nazca porn.
Oh yeah. I was reading. What was I reading? National Geographic. There was a thing about the Nazca lines in National Geographic. I didn't really read it. It was like a new theory about what these are, and I'm like, you know, I don't care. I'm just gonna look at the pictures. Like it doesn't. You know, nothing. Nothing that I learn about those is going to be like, oh, awesome! You know, because it's just going to be like debunking supernatural origins or
maybe it's like we have recently retranslated these and aliens are going to land in Mesa, Arizona on April 1st.
And anybody who's there gets a lifetime supply of cotton candy. And yeah, by not reading the article, I'm totally missing out on my lifetime supply of cotton candy.
Exactly.
Because what else could aliens bring? They, like, their advanced technology, if it's not being used to create
to
an infinite supply
sugar.
Of cotton candy, then fuck it. Who cares?
Yep. That is a good point.
Also, the cotton candy cures cancer.
Like normal cotton candy cured cancer.
Yeah.
Collectively.
Let's see. That was that voicemail. I've got Stupak's long-ass message.
We could do that instead of a music break.
Two of them. We could, but we have to stand here and listen to it so that we can talk about it. I have not actually listened to it yet.
Huh. Well, I don't know.
But, you know, the Diamond Radio program has convinced me that he's an articulate feller.
Dinner with him did not.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Look, it did. That was not what I meant. Ah.
Sorry.
So, yeah, this is 5 minutes O audio. Apparently there's a 3-minute limit on Google Voice.
Oh, so it has to be broken up into two.
It is broken up into two. All right, so I'm going to play this. Are we cool to listen to this for 5 minutes?
Sure.
All right.
Hey, guys, this is Stupak. You said something on the radio that I felt the need to comment on so strongly that I'm actually calling during the show. I forget exactly how it goes because I've lost my brain since I did the transcription, but it was something like, that speed players, I'm assuming, like, say, me or Darth, would say something like that we want to cut down on the amount of time that we have to spend making decisions in run, but that we also want more content that will allow us to make decisions effectively. So it's kind of like asking for something that we don't really want while... asking for something that we don't really want when in another context. But I think that that's missing out on a very important distinction, and that is the difference between something that is strategically interesting and something that isn't. To give an example, say the Jack in the Box. That's, to me at least, not particularly strategically interesting, and I don't feel bad saying that because I'm pretty sure you guys didn't intend it to be. It was supposed to be kind of a fun familiar that, ooh, it does a super overpowered thing, but not particularly constantly. And that's exactly why it's not interesting. It's, you know, it's just straight up powerful if you use it in this really tedious way, which involves swapping out all of your gear and being really careful about your buffs, and it's just a giant pain in the ass. And it's optimal to use, but, like I said, giant pain in the ass. That's the kind of thing that most of the speed players really dislike and would like to see less of in the game, or at least to see de-emphasized a bit. There are a few other things that people will typically cite on this, especially things like once-per-day stuff, which is, frankly, it's kind of hard to add content to the game without adding to that. So I don't mind that so much. You just have to create that mental checklist and remember to do it, which isn't too bad. But the stuff that shaves, you know, 2 turns on average off of an ascension while requiring you to spend 15 more minutes playing the game is the kind of thing that should be generally avoided. With regard to the level 11 revamp, I obviously don't know what you're planning. You've said it'll probably save some turns, which is cool, but to me isn't really the point of why I would like to see a level 11 revamp. Because level 11, the way that you do the parts with it right now, the way that it actually plays, it ends up being not particularly strategically interesting. In softcore, at least, and to some extent when I've played hardcore, although I'm not a speed player in hardcore, the only thing that you basically worry about is how you have to time the very few olfaction targets. You want to olfact your Bob race car, or race car Bob, whichever. Hey, I got cut off. Apparently there's a time limit. I'll try and end my comments really quickly. So the only thing that you're really doing in the level 11 quest is timing your few olfaction targets, such as Bob, the gaudy pirate, and the blur. And so, you know, if you don't get very many soft green eyedrop thingies from the airship, you have to be kind of careful in how you arrange that. But with the Hidden Temple unlock the way it currently is, and the Hidden City, there's no olfaction in there, it's pretty easy to get 40 turns between the few things that you'd want to olfact, even if you don't have any SGEAs. I've done it with only one or two pretty easily without having to really think about it too much. And that is the thing that I would like to see. I would like to see that improved a bit, where I would have to kind of consider, based on my in-game goals, what exactly I need to do. Spending a few minutes thinking about that kind of thing is interesting. It's what makes the game fun. But spending a few minutes, you know, changing all of my gear to, you know, in order to equip the jack-in-the-box for the two turns where it's useless, and then changing all back to go into item gear to go, you know, get Filtering Gland or whatever, that's not so interesting, and it kind of just feels like a waste of time. And there, so cutting down on the things like that, the fiddly things, the things that I'm spending time, you know, not actually thinking about playing my turns or planning my turns or actually playing the turns, is what this is what we would like to see happen, and which I think would help improve the way that the time that you spend playing the game a significant amount. Anyway, I hope you hear this. I hope it was interesting. Interesting is a good thing. So yeah, thanks for the great game. Bye.
Yeah, it's a compliment sandwich. Well, although it was sort of an open-faced compliment sandwich. He ended it with a compliment.
Yeah, I hate when people talk about some kind of sandwich when the two pieces on the outside are what they're talking about the sandwich
being. Right,
because you don't talk about bread sandwiches when there's, like, peanut butter and jelly in the middle.
This girl that I dated a long time ago that told a story about the first time her little brother was like, "I'm hungry." And his mom was like, "Just go make something to eat yourself. You're old enough to make something yourself." And he went and made a salt and pepper sandwich. It was just two pieces of bread with salt and pepper in the middle. You know.
Was it good?
I don't know. I mean, I think he ate it. That was the rest of the story. We could go ask him. He's probably like 20 now.
He didn't die of some sort of sodium overdose?
Salt and pepper related illness.
Yeah.
A lung disease.
Yeah, so what do you think about that voicemail?
Well, I mean, one thing that I wish, like, I don't know. It's hard for me to reconcile wanting the level 11 quest to require a lot more situational decision-making with wanting to spend less time on runs, right?
It seems like people backed off of the notion that the planning part taking a long time was something that they didn't like. Like, when we were asking about the real-life time that it takes to play KOL...
When we were asking, like, Kellenbor?
When we asked just in general in sort of the forums.
Oh.
And it was like, how much time does it take you to play KOL? And people would list that, you know, it takes them a lot of time to just plan the run. People seem to, like, almost universally, people seem to actually enjoy the, like, preparation, the, like,
I mean, I guess
thought
that's
process
something
stuff.
You can do at work. That's something you can
do... You can do whenever, kind of.
Yeah.
The stuff that people don't like is the tedious stuff. Stuff that, like, okay, I know that I need to do this. Now I need to click, you know, 40 things to make it happen.
I mean, I get the not liking the jack-in-the-box. I wish that instead of just giving the two examples of the jack-in-the-box and the jack-in-the-box, he had given some more examples of things that you actually have to do.
There are more examples in the forums of things that people don't like, I feel like.
Yeah.
I'd have to read the threads again to sort of refresh my memory. But, like,
I mean, it is hard. You know, I tried with the pirates to turn something that was just a sort of boring click fest into something that was a bunch of content, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we necessarily succeeded. I don't know that people actually like the pirate revamp any more than they liked the zone with a chance of drunkenness in a non-combat, right? Like...
They like.
I think it's a hell of a lot better.
The insults are interesting, right? Like, you kind of have to decide what your threshold is for attempting to go for it, right? Like, depending on how many insults you have, and that's kind of interesting, right? Like, it's almost gambling, but it's not. Like, you know, you know what your sort of threshold is, that kind of thing. So, you know, there's some interestingness there. I think we're never going to make things that are like. I think it is extremely hard to design in advance a lot of the situations that are strategically interesting.
Yeah, and that's kind of what, in my question that I wrote into their radio show, that was kind of what I landed on, you know, like, eh.
But at the same time, I think that, you know, we can just continue to sort of refine the stuff that people find really unpleasant and just hope that we hit some strategically interesting...
We're going to reach a point where we have applied our... sort of, you know, most recent sensibilities to every bit of the Ascension game,
and
right?
Then, I mean, and then we work on more content, you know? Like, I don't think that's a bad thing.
We can't add more content to the Ascension game, really.
Well, right? we can. We can do whatever we want, right?
Well, yeah, that's another question, right? Like, today...
That leads into today's discussion,
today,
I guess.
Today, you know,
it was a vast mixture of opinions. I did not even come close to finishing that thread, because I was like, you know, I feel like this is just going to continue to be a bunch of people in favor of what we decided to do, and a bunch of people who aren't in favor of it, and no real reconciliation about it. And
Vinoven wrote my favorite Radio Bugbear question today, which was, thanks for some fun April Fool's Day content. I love the crossover with Forum Wars referencing KOL and KOL's forums filling up with emo kids and trolls. Then he says, needs more cam whore. Seriously, though, it was a fun day to be in Kittycore, and the new item of the month looks awesome. Yeah, I do. I'm excited for the people who were doing 100% Black Hat runs over the course of
today.
They were
excited.
Because it had suddenly made their day a lot more interesting. Yeah. I think that I can say, without spoiling anything... Wow, shit, we gotta undo all this shit at Rollover.
In, like, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe we should take a music break now, and I should tell...
Or during Rollover. Do you want to wait until just Rollover?
CD Moyer's around now, so I'm gonna take a music... I'll take a short music break.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the forum reactions to... Boy, you know what I fucking didn't do again was...
Cue up some music,
yeah.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, Austin Quick sent me a message saying I didn't need to play. That was interesting.
While Jick is typing stuff out and queuing up some music, I feel like, you know, we put this together and we knew in advance that we were going to piss some people off. And we were like, you know, we sort of sympathize with these people, but... In advance, we feel like we have just set a precedent over so many years of weird shit happening on April 1st that anybody who is like already to the point where they're trying to do serious speed ascension stuff or whatever has to recognize that they're taking a chance.
Right. I mean, we
ascending on April 1st.
There's 364 days in the year to do speed runs, and we get one day out of the year to fuck with you, and I think that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Krovax brought up an interesting point in Dev like an hour ago, which was that he feels like maybe more people than are willing to admit it were starting runs
hoping that they'd get
hoping
thing
that
like
there would be
year.
Another thing like last year that would be hugely advantageous to a speed run, and then they got the opposite,
I can totally
them off a lot
I can
more.
Totally understand wanting to do that, because you know that'd be cool, right? Like being able to post a really fast run taking advantage of a one day only thing.
Yeah, and I mean the thing about gambling is it's only exciting if you can lose.
Well,
so
it's only exciting. It is exciting to win, thinking that you could have lost, right? Like.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Anyway, music break, and we'll come back to this.
Dope.
Approaching a rift through which I could spy several glimpses beneath all the darkness the light from above could not reach. I spied wings of reason herself taking flight, and upon yonder precipice saw her alight and glare back at me one last look of dismay, as if she were the last one she thought I'd betray. Drawing quite close to the top of the shelf, I struggled with destiny up on the ledge, and gasped when defeated he slipped off the edge. And silence contagious in moments like these, consumed me and strengthened my will to appease.
myself and drawing quite close to the top of the shelf. I struggled with destiny up on the ledge and gasped when defeated he slipped off the edge. And silence contagious in moments like these consume me and strengthen my will to appease the passion that sparked me one terrible night. It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite. It shocked and persuaded and my soul to ignite. And shocked and persuaded and my soul to ignite. And shocked and persuaded and my soul to ignite. And shocked and persuaded and my soul to ignite.
Cool, no more April Fools tomorrow. Wouldn't have been that big of a deal.
I mean, the as it turns out,
a lot of the stuff that C.D. Moyer wrote was set based on the rollover number, so
right,
would have just automatically fixed itself. We're getting better at stuff like that.
there's a couple of things. Did you?
Yep.
Okay.
The drift.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Tokyo drift.
Tokyo drift.
Yeah.
Like the cut of your jib and the Tokyo drift.
Josh Grimmer says, I worked at a few shoe stores. Old people only buy New Balance. We called them Old Balance, which wasn't funny then either. See? I fucking told you guys. Josh Grimmer also wrote,
you weren't talking to us. You were talking to Scully.
I know, but I told you, too. You own New Balances.
What?
Don't you own New Balances?
No.
Oh. I'm fine. Josh Kramer says, I have a friend who is the manager of a dildo store, so I get my butt plugs from her at cost plus 5%.
Cool.
Yeah.
Butt plugs.
James Leffler says, hit 80 in Minneapolis today, or in Minnesota today. I'm 27, too creepy to go walk the Minneapolis College Commons to view the scenery. I do love me some boobs. That was the nice thing about having Joe, our buddy, work at ASU. We could go to ASU and see Joe. And then it's like, hey, I'm walking around with a dude who's older than me, so I don't look like the creepy old dude, but I do get to look at me some boobs.
Yeah, there are professors on college campuses, right? I mean, why do you think they're in academia?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Why would anybody want to teach at ASU?
Yeah.
Because some days it suddenly rains unexpectedly.
You could work in the meteorology department, and you're like, I'm always going to seed the clouds with silver nitrate on days when I have my camera.
Let's see. There were a few more. Yeah, Annie Eaton asked if we were surprised at the player reaction to the April Fool's Day prank. No. You know, I sometimes feel...
not so fresh.
Yeah. I sometimes get a little angsty about the extent to which we are sort of constrained by the last sort of 7 years of development of the game in the community. There are things that we would have just done 5 years ago that we would evaluate now and say we can't do that.
You used to change the game pretty dramatically and be like, I've changed the game pretty dramatically. You know, here's a free clover. that was like how you like would make up to people. And, you know, and things would happen like, everybody's inventory is gone. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
You know, and the stakes were a lot lower, too, to some extent, right? You know?
Were they?
They were. They really were.
I mean, I didn't have as many, you know, like...
It was before donation items, right? Like, if everybody's inventory was wiped now, we would be like, oh, Jesus, you know?
Well, if everybody's inventory was wiped now, we would restore from a backup, right?
Well, right, but if for some reason we couldn't restore, we would be feeling the burn,
sure,
you know?
Right, and I'm not saying that I'm going to do things like, you know, I'm saying, I'm sad that we can't delete everybody's inventory by accident now, you know. What I'm saying is, like, I am sad that there are times when we want to make a joke that we can't make because it would piss too many people off.
Like rape jokes?
Yeah. You know, the fact that I honestly kind of feel like we can't really get away with doing a world event that is not opt-in.
You did, though, and you did it recently.
People complained a lot.
Well, but you did it. You did it anyway.
It was wildly unpopular, and I guess I should not feel like this is a new thing, right? We were never in a position where we could really get away with doing things that were wildly unpopular.
It went on too long.
People complain about this one even though it's only going on for a day, right?
Sure.
That was the one thing that burned my ass a little bit, was somebody saying, like, didn't they learn their lesson from the feedback to the Rock event? And I'm like, you mean the feedback from the Rock event, which was, this is fine, it would be great if only it had lasted a few days instead of a few weeks?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, one of the things that this indicated was just how seriously people take their familiars, right?
Yeah.
Like, we've always known that that's kind of a touchy place, right? Don't touch me in my familiar place. So, I am both sympathetic.
An unfamiliar place you could touch them in.
I am both sympathetic and unsympathetic to people that are upset, right? Because I understand and I feel the pain of somebody who didn't really think about the fact that it was April 1st and, like, spent a bunch of resources, you know, and or time prepping for something and then had it just totally derailed. But I also would say, you know, as much as I understand how much that sucks, this is something that we, you know, we kind of reserve the right to do.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Because it's
and you know, I apologize, but I'm not gonna.
I mean, this guy made a point that I feel like bears repeating, which is that this kind of thing is fun for us, and everybody benefits when we're having fun working on the game.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
You know, like, when this starts feeling like a job, and it's not like this doesn't feel like a job sometimes, but in general, working on the game does not feel like a job to me. You know, like,
does it feel like a blow job?
Dealing with the insurance brokers feels like
a hand job.
You know, paying taxes feels like a job, you know.
I feel like there are some jobs that are enjoyable, though. Like the previous two I mentioned.
Uh-huh. Like a fin job?
Yeah.
Oh, Grandpa, you're so naughty.
It must be nice to be old enough that he can just say whatever he wants.
Yeah. Hell Demon 1 says, you know, guys, I have so rarely been brought to tears whilst playing this game. Goddamn April Fools! Simeon says, please tell me that these April 1st familiars will become part of the Doppels and Wardrobes queue. Never mind, just saw the trivial update. Much love for this new content. Yeah, I don't think I'm spoiling anything to say that, yes, that's the whole, that's the plan, is that these... This was not even, like, not even a little bit prepared. Like, you know, the decision that this was going to happen was made sort of by me unilaterally yesterday. Right, so it's not, you know, we didn't have this, like, planned out. Crazy word of mouth.
Betrayer apparently just got a Egg Benedict, but it blew hookah smoke in his face that gave him plus 100% muscle, thus doubling his max HP and then killing him.
Nice.
Wow.
Ah, emergent gameplay. I love that Egg Benedict. Oh, boy. Argody says, Vampire Bat, great bird familiar or greatest bird familiar? I could go with greatest. Yeah. Darth Vader, or Darth Vidar, also says, April Fool's is awesome. Thanks for making my kitty core run easier. It won't mess up my 100% run, right? Otherwise, V for Vendetta. No, it won't. It won't. It won't mess up 100% run.
Fuck. Never mind. I had something that I was going to say, but then I forgot what it was as soon as I opened my mouth.
GigaShadow555 says, "Jick, I'm only 19, and I feel like I'm too old for Chuck Taylors." Ah, you don't know. You're angsty because you're 19. Severus says, first, the baby bug bear is amazing. Second, we should be able to combine a naga hide and some sake to get some naga sake. Yeah. Nightfall says, so now that asymmetric has required Forum Wars, do you plan on spending more time working on that than on KOL? Yeah.
Forum Wars kind of writes itself. We don't have to do any work.
Yeah.
Just cut and paste from our forums.
Yeah.
Done.
Every forum, it'll probably more closely parody our game now.
Yeah.
He even asked my permission to do that. I thought that was sweet of him. Because what was I going to do to... I don't know, you know. If I had said no, I wouldn't have really... I mean, I guess he used a lot of our artwork, yes. So that's nice.
Although...
Because our artwork was being used in a commercial product, which usually I...
In parody, though, you know...
Yeah. I would not have been at all upset. I think it was respectful of him to ask.
That is true. I mean, we asked John Hodgman if it was okay to use him just directly in Obopolis, you know? And I don't think there would have been any problem if we had just done it without asking, but it was cool that he sort of gave his stamp of approval. I hope we get to hang out with him in May. That'd be neat.
Yeah, I hope so, too. At Max Fun Con.
Yeah.
Which is just going to be fucking
weird.
Super weird weekend.
Yeah.
D. Malidi says, Bruise Jaw is my favorite effect in the game. I hope the tiny costume wardrobe keeps acting the same way on the item of the month after today. It's great. Terry Hill says, the effect from the new Turtle Tamer skill should totally make the Black Knight flip out. Yeah. Sky Elf also says, I really like the April Fool's familiars. Is it possible to be able to access them later using the tiny costume wardrobe? You know, it's weird. The forums had a bunch of people defending us against a handful of people who were saying they were pissed off about it. Radio Bugbear feedback, crazy positive.
Yeah.
Overall, in vibe. I don't know what that means. Selkulas says, Dear Riff and Hot Stuff, please, please, please don't let Jick pick today's music. Please, please, with sugar and no meteorites, please. Oh, no meteorites. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's because you hate... You know what?
Don't
I'm gonna
do
end
it.
The show 12 minutes before
don't
9.
Don't do it, man.
You don't know from quality, Selkie Lass. No, I can totally understand why somebody wouldn't like...
Yeah, that. Like, I think it's unfair to make other people listen to music that they totally don't...
I'm not making anybody do shit.
That's true. You're not making anybody do shit.
Sira says, what are your thoughts on the Orcanus Orca of the family Delphinidae? Dude, my thoughts on that are that I did not have a goddamn thing to do with that event, and I'm not the tree that you need to be barking up.
But you're the only one that could really do anything about it.
I don't know what's supposed to be done.
What are you talking about? Prizes for LARPs?
For the old one?
Yeah.
I think you
were involved in promising prizes.
I'm involved in promising all kinds of
things. That's true.
I'm like I don't know if you've talked to any girls that I've dated, but I'm basically just a fountain of disappointment and broken promises.
Promises.
It's my primary role.
Yeah. Sirius got his own little prize recently.
Yeah, Sirius did get a prize recently. Can we talk about that publicly yet?
I mean, it's been discovered.
Has it been discussed on the forums?
Not in depth.
No, I haven't.
It's interesting.
Seen it.
Huh.
Hardcore Oxygenation gets some props, as does Warehouse 23.
Well, then let's not talk about it until a little later.
Okay. Let it foment for a while.
I had asked Spoon Man how he managed to break into his house using only two paint rollers, two spanners, and a roll of tape.
Yeah.
And then he showed me. He made a device that he then threaded through the letter slot in order to use the spoon bit or the spanner bit to turn the handle from the outside. When we needed to do that, I think we did talk about it. When we needed to do that, what we used was our Indian friend with really skinny arms and Dalsim like abilities to stretch his limbs.
But yeah, he just reached
in the mail slot and unlocked the door.
Which implies a significant lack of security on this apartment.
I've never understood mail slots in general. Like, I feel like that's just a terrible way of going about the business of receiving mail.
What about female slots?
I'm okay with a female slot every once and again.
Okay.
I'm not, you know, I'm not some sort of female slot machine.
What about a Salem slot?
A Salem slot? It's just a, it's a, it's a place for you to deposit menthols.
Or vampires.
Yeah. Or venthol vampires. Man, a manpire.
Manpire. The Ottoman manpire.
A manpire who can take on the form of mist or an ottoman.
Sompum writes, I would like to voice an opinion that is often not voiced. Not all of your players hate new content. There exist people who like fun. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. Like,
we know. We don't get too angsty about people complaining in the forums, really, anymore. So, well, sometimes. All right, when I feel like people are ganging up on me, my old school nerd cringe reflexes kick in, and then I just get all sulky, and I eat lunch by myself in the stairwell, reading comic books. I totally never did that. There was no, my high school only had one story, so there was no stairwell.
You heard it over and over again.
Yeah. Yep. There is one story in the Naked City. This is it. Sketty says, high fructose is banned in Europe. They do not sell things like Cool Whip. What?
Is it really banned?
No, I don't think so. Jowlin says, my dad refused to get any sort of welfare for my little brother with cerebral palsy because he had that same sort of attitude, too. Guess who got to take care of him? Me, in high school. Well, tell your dad he's a dick. Or not. Tell him, way to be uncompromising, Rorschach. You're going to end up smeared on the snow. Spoiler alert.
The number of people who want the sort of fake familiars as actual familiars is really quite high.
Yeah.
But we've kind of specifically designed them to not actually be ever real familiars.
Yeah.
I think if we were just going to do one of them, the one that everybody would want is Egg Benedict. I think I can say that without fear of... Contradiction.
Yeah. I think you're right. Oh, let's see. New Twitter posts. It's super active today. I guess it's because there's just a lot of things going on.
Well, nobody actually wants to play the game.
Sompum says, I liked Fools, I liked Rock, and I plan to have much lobsters once they are rare and expensive. By the way, non-BMing HCs sometimes nemesize. Cool. Jowlin says, the Rock event would have been fine if it had lasted a few weeks. It lasted a few months. Oh. It didn't... I feel like it lasted like 6 weeks.
Well, it started in July. I don't know when it ended. We could look back at the old announcements and see.
Let us see.
I will do just that.
Where did we get a... Alright, so there's Of the People's Hot Stuff Dream. Of the Hill People, rather.
Are there more Hot Stuff Dreams?
I don't know.
It's weird.
I'm trying to figure out where I got to in these questions. Old One says, can you capitalize the stinky cheese item so I can identify my Mr. Store items faster? I don't know about that. Nightmall says, what's the logic for making the map to the Landscaper's Lair a quest item? Surely keeping it untradeable is enough. Well, there is the potential that one day we will release a map that is potentially Ascension relevant and might be worth a pull.
Yeah.
And we sort of want people to have to use multiples of those to get through the same content in multiple Ascensions. The sort of the point of this as a kind of experiment is having a limited availability set of content. There are also going to be some of these that don't stay open as zones after you're finished with them.
Yes.
We sort of have two distinct... We've designed a lot of these, and we have sort of two distinct philosophies in our approach to them, one of which is make sure that this is something that is leavable open as a zone indefinitely, you know, even though there is some goal. Each one of them is going to have a definable goal.
Right? Yeah, like a once-per-ascension
yeah.
quest type thing.
Or... make it something that you can't really farm and just is a finite experience that you go through and then you're done.
Yeah.
And then it closes off. Kenny Kamikaze tries to give me some volleyball advice. First, you take your hand, then you smack the volleyball. That's the technique.
The Rock event was from July 23rd to September 10th. So, almost 2 months.
It's like August.
7 weeks.
So it's definitely closer to 6 weeks than months. I guess it's closer to 2 months than 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's right in between.
It is.
Somebody else had asked about the limited availability of
the map.
The map, yeah. What does it mean when it says it's in limited supply? It will go away and be replaced with a new one pretty soon.
Yeah. I think unlike most of them, we will announce it in advance so that people can be ready to participate in it. Because it's gonna be cool.
It's gonna be a little different.
You're gonna want to do it.
SF Warlock says Russia just lost two time zones. What does that mean for the future of 11 references in KOL? It's really about the Soviet Union, not about Russia.
Right. Which also is just gone.
Yeah. Some of these I read, and the other. Gabriel666 says, "Hey, Jake, I noticed in Whitey's Grove the knights, they don't drop hats and they're satanic. So couldn't one assume they drop a hood and perhaps make the clothes into an outfit?" Is that like a KKK joke?
I honestly have no idea.
Did you get an MMS of an orca?
I did.
I'm sorry, Sirius. You need to talk to Nightmare.
What is he going to do?
I don't know. Pass the buck back to me.
Cool.
Terion says, "Why does the stinky cheese whale say plus pound damage absorption when most items say damage absorption plus pound? Just a typo or necessary because of the variable damage absorption?" No, I just did it two different ways in two different places. It's the thing.
Did you see the complaint about the Turtle Tamer skill being unspecific about when it awards experience? Because it's like, it says gives one familiar experience per adventure.
Instead of per fight.
Per combat. And there, yeah, per fight. Because there are places that it says per fight.
Are there?
Yeah.
I was looking at that today, and I feel like they all say per adventure.
I mean, there was an example of a place that it said per fight.
Really?
Yeah.
See, here's the problem, is sometimes in both item enchantments and in effects, we have to manually type what's going to display there. Instead of having it generated by the code. So I have to look it up, and sometimes I'm too lazy to look it up. I'm like, oh, I remember how this was phrased. So, that's what...
What if there was some sort of government program to help you remember that?
I probably wouldn't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Because I would feel like I don't deserve that help. If I'm not going to be judicious and actually go to the effort of remembering the stuff, then I don't deserve to know it.
That's true.
That's how I feel. RDFM says, "Oh, also, I just fought the spirit of New Wave. Do you think the lava in his lair could be molten adamantium?" Comedy gold. Adamantium.
Yeah.
Casey Wiederman says, "Hey, Jake, do you have any plans to expand the Bandersnatch niche?" Oh, I'm gonna expand the Bandersnatch niche as soon as I get to your mom's. Because the Bandersnatch niche is the way I refer to her breakfast nook, and she's happy to add on to it so she can have more people over for breakfast. Or really, so that she can set a table large enough to feed breakfast to all the men who fucked her last night. You see how I went a direction with that and then went another direction and then took it back in the original direction? That, my friends, is fucking comedy.
Is it awkward when you're having breakfast with a bunch of other dudes that had sex with the same woman you just had sex with the night
Casey
before?
Casey Wiederman's mom?
Yeah.
I mean, they were there while I was doing it, so... I mean, it's a little awkward because, you know, I'm like, guys, please stop applauding. I know that it was an impressive performance, but really, you're embarrassing me. I just came here to fuck Casey Wiederman's mom.
And chew some bubblegum.
Not for all of you to suck my dick. So I'm going to need you to stop. Yeah. Sorry, Casey Wiederman. I'm sure your mom's a classy lady. Anyway, Casey Wiederman writes, "Hey, Jake, do you have any plans to expand the Bandersnatch niche? Those prices are holy crap, and there are a lot of people without one." Well, if there were a way to have a familiar give the same number of free runaways
on the same counter
that made any kind of sense, then I would not be at all averse to doing that.
How about a Bandersnitch?
Okay. A bindle snitch?
Binder snitch.
Bindle stiff.
A stiff binder snatch.
Snatch. That's funny. I wasn't even thinking when I was making the jokes about referring to Casey
Wiederman's
mom's vagina as the Bandersnatch niche.
Well,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even realize a Bandersnatch had a snatch in it.
That is what I thought you were going for.
Bandersnatch niche? I hardly know her. Yeah. No, I banned it because it was too filled with disease. It's banned from swimming in the public pool. Sorry, lady. You gotta keep your snatch niche out of here. Snatch niche doesn't even sound like a word anymore. I mean, I get it's not, but snatch niche doesn't even sound like two words anymore.
I like how you're just kind of reading all these Radio Bugbear questions in sort of random order.
I'm not reading them in random order. Another putz says, shouldn't the butt tuba do stench damage? I think Scully, as a nod, or in an attempt to keep the level of discourse where he wanted it, he couldn't actually do that.
Wait. It is so funny how we'll make a joke, but then we'll sort of like pull it back a little bit by not going the like last obvious mile.
Yeah, yeah. Severus says, Jake, on the topic of idle thumbs, I was the one who sent in the Everything's Gay Dudes Everywhere email. Then a friend of mine was the one who sent in the Everything's Windmills Everywhere email. The latter email got read on the same show as the email you sent in, and then you're the only reason my friend and I are listening to Idle Thumbs. Then everything came full circle when you referenced my email on your Tumblr. This is crazy. Yeah.
I'm a little worried that eventually, like, all the games we play will be made by people who are playing our games, and we're just making games for each other and, like, doing podcasts.
Right, it just becomes like an Ouroboros of wankery.
Yeah, like, because, like, you know, I listen to podcasts of other people who then play our games, and then they talk about our games, and then we, like, incorporate their ideas into our podcasts, and then, yeah, eventually it's just going to, like, sort of spiral into some sort of black hole, and there'll be
like
some sort of singularity. Yeah, there'll be some sort of like event horizon where people get eternally trapped.
iClubU says, I may be wrong, but I thought it was changed that after your first ascension, you don't have to read the MacGuffin diary to get the special adventures, but I didn't know the password for Below Decks, bugger feature. You have to read the diary. You don't have to read every page of the diary the way that you used to.
You can do the text only link.
No, because you could do that, I just made it so loading the first page set the flag for loading all the pages.
I see.
Okay, holy shit. They have already released the Netflix instant streaming app for the iPad.
Well, really?
Yep.
Well, it's April 1st. Is that real?
If it's not real, then it's not real on the App Store, and I just downloaded it.
Wait, did you get your iPad?
No. But you can still download apps.
You can download apps to
iTunes before you.
Oh, you know what would be the best joke ever?
Yeah, that might be a joke. Riff.
Maybe it might be.
How much did it cost?
But it's free.
$3. Yeah. If you play it, is it only capable of playing Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give?
That would be kind of hilarious.
I don't know that there would be any technological reason why they couldn't let you watch movies on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Right.
I would use the absolute shit out of that.
The Netflix for the iPhone.
Yeah, or you know, honestly, I would probably buy an iPad for that. I would buy the 3G one just in case I ever needed it.
Yeah.
I really wish that they would just let you fucking tether.
Yeah.
You know, that is something that actually
tethering was supposed to come out in July.
Right. Last July.
What the fuck?
That is a thing. So I'm torn on whether I would switch to Verizon. Right, because I feel like AT&T's network, if you can suddenly take the iPhone to Verizon, AT&T's network is going to get a lot faster.
Right, just because there will be fewer people on
AT&T's
network.
Yeah. And so I don't know if jumping ship along with a bunch of other people who so many of us jump onto the same ship that it sinks.
The other issue is, right now, all of my calls to other people who have iPhones are free.
Right.
And that is going to change immediately as soon as Verizon becomes an option.
Will it be free if you call other people on AT&T with iPhones?
Right now it is.
But will it free. Be? Once will they just get rid of that perk?
It's not iPhone to iPhone. It's any call you make to anybody else with it on AT&T.
Well, that's not even... Okay. You've always mischaracterized that then. I thought it was a deal with the particular plan. Was that anybody?
No, but like everybody I know that's cool has an iPhone.
Oh, dang, yo!
Is that not the case?
That's not the case.
Who do you know that's cool that doesn't have an iPhone?
Pez boy.
Is he really cool?
All right, I guess he's kind of lame.
Right. See. Okay.
My mom.
Your mom's kind of cool.
I hope my mom's not listening, but I think I'm going to get my mom an iPhone for her birthday.
See, there you go.
It's weird. She totally wants one. I would not have expected that at all.
Yeah. Like, I would get my mom an iPhone, except for I don't think
she... You don't want to have to do tech support on her phone as well as her computer when she's fucking on
drugs. I guess I could... Could I SSH to her phone? That'd be cool. You can't, I don't think.
Avangion Q says, Mr. Accessory just rose above 7 million. Any chance for yet another meat sink to keep the economy in balance? A trophy to complete the Hobopolis hobo tattoo would probably do the trick. That wouldn't sink meat.
Well, you'd have to open Hobopolis a bunch of times. Right? Do you only get one
doing
part
it. No,
per...
you can keep doing it.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, if you keep getting it.
Then that doesn't help.
Well, eventually you stop getting it because you've killed too many hobos. I mean, if you keep tattering away from all the combats, you could get it all in one.
Right.
Yeah. It didn't even occur to me the way in which that could sink meat. Oh, yeah. MC Frontalot does not have an iPhone.
Oh, okay.
Also, Aaron Burke does not have an iPhone. And those are two of the coolest guys that I know.
Yeah.
You don't think he's cool? He was also the objection to Adam Carolla's theory about energy drinks.
Yeah.
Right? Because he was like, when he said, think of the coolest guy you know. What does that guy drink? He drinks fucking beer, coffee, and water.
You
he
does not are drink adding the coffee.
No.
He just said beer and water.
He said beer and water and coffee.
No, you are adding the and coffee.
He said beer, water, and coffee.
No, you are
no,
rewriting,
I am not.
You are
he
rewriting
said it because
history.
He realized that he himself drank coffee every day, and so he amended it.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Okay. It's funny.
He even said beer, water, and sometimes coffee.
No, you are making that up.
Beer, water, and coffee.
Okay.
He said beer, water, and coffee. Anyway, and...
You want it so bad to be true.
When we were thinking about the coolest guy that we know, we were thinking, well, Aaron Burke is the coolest guy we know. And Aaron Burke drinks a lot of fucking energy.
Vodka
drinks.
And Red Bull and
yeah,
stuff.
Damn, what the fuck is wrong? Yeah. Maybe, in fact, what's going on is that Aaron Burke is the coolest sorority girl.
That is possible.
That we know.
That is possible.
He says water, beer, and coffee, dude.
Okay.
You can listen to it.
He has said it many, many times, and it has always been water and beer.
Well,
he has never said coffee.
Times is water, beer, and coffee.
All right.
Look, I'm not going to try and pretend that I'm trying to be cool. I drink soda. He explicitly disses Mountain Dew all the time.
Yeah?
Mountain Dew's fucking yummy.
You haven't had a lot of soda lately.
No. No, I only drink it on the weekends, and some weekends I don't get around to drinking any soda. I think I'm going to maybe go to a bunch of movies this weekend if I can get away with
oh,
it.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. I feel like going to some movies. Robot Porn says, would you please change the cost of Smile of Mr. A to 0 MP? It's limited daily and does not impact Ascension. I'd love you forever. XOXOX. Boy, if Robot Porn loved you, it would be like you wouldn't need real women anymore. Because if porn was capable of loving you, and, like, you know, maybe giving you a back rub, making you a sandwich. You know, providing genuine, meaningful companionship. I guess. Maybe reading to you. What the fuck? We're having this whole conversation today about how we, like being in a relationship where you and your girlfriend or wife or whatever read aloud to one another. And I just cannot fathom why anyone would ever do that. And Hot Stuff's all like, I'm gay and I get it. But I've known people. Probably the happiest couples I've known, at least to hear them talk about it, have been like, yeah, we read to each other all the time. I'm just like, wow, do you sometimes just like sit around watching paint dry together? Because that seems like a just as productive.
You like
use
to
of your
read.
Time. I like to read,
and you like the sound of your own voice.
I don't really like. So. I don't really like the sound of my own voice. And the thing about me liking to read is one of the reasons that I like reading is because I'm good at it, and I can read like
that's
10
where,
times
that's where you're a Viking.
Fast. Yeah, that's where I'm a Viking. Reading books about Vikings. That's where I'm a Viking. I can read like 10 times as fast as I can read aloud. That's the problem that I have. It is so infuriating for me to read something aloud. I hate it.
When you listen to podcasts, do you put them on 2x speed?
No.
Why not?
Because I
you could
don't
understand it at least twice as fast
sort
as when
of,
it's said.
Not really, though. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like that. Okay, most of the podcasts that I listen to are funny.
Okay, but then why don't you read transcripts of the podcasts that you listen to instead?
Because I can't read the transcript of a podcast while I'm riding my bike or doing any of the other things that I do while I'm listening to podcasts. I could. Sometimes I sit and listen to podcasts and smoke a cigar, right? So I could read a transcript of a podcast. I'd have to track one down. I'm sure I could get...
I guess what I'm saying
about is... It's not about getting through the content faster with a podcast, right?
Right.
Reading, there is no reason to read slowly. Right? You don't gain additional inflection. You don't...
You might gain additional retention or comprehension, potentially.
Maybe, but you don't... The experience... The experience of a conversation, the experience of a verbal performance,
yeah,
which is kind of, sort of what a podcast is meant to happen at 1 second per second. Right? When you tell a joke, if the timing is at all important, which I believe that it is, because, in fact, Riff, ask me what the most important element of comedy is.
Timing! Yeah. See, if I had been paying closer attention, I would have been able to do that
before
while
I finished
you were only
sentence.
Halfway through
yeah,
the sentence. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Like, when someone is reading to you, imagine that it is not a book. Imagine that it is them telling you a story, right? And then all of a sudden, it is no different than listening to a podcast.
And I can be like, wow, this girl tells stories exactly the same way that Clive Barker does.
Why are you always imagining that you're being read books by Clive Barker?
That's just my assumption, that if you're going to read something aloud,
it's
probably going to
be Clive Barker.
Like, or Blive Barker, if he's ahead of the game enough to have done that.
Already?
As soon as I find out that he's changed his name, I'm going to be like, oh, fuck. Shit is about to hit the fan.
Zonson.
I need to invent a monster whose name starts with J-O-H-N. Is Johnny Cake
John?
A monster? Yeah. Is there
just
a monster
named
called John?
John?
Yeah. Johnson Elemental?
John the Murderer?
John the
murderer.
Baptist Murderer?
Yeah, is it? Yeah, I'm going to murder some Baptists.
But can you imagine someone telling you a story and enjoying it? Right?
No. What? Dude, that's gay. Enjoying the company of others is gay. You have to be... really?
That is a solipsistic argument. For real.
Listen, enjoying the company of... I'm going to stick to that. Enjoying the company of others is gay. When you are around other people,
yeah.
The proper way to experience that is to...
Be gay.
Sort of impatiently waiting for them to leave so you can masturbate to sports. That's the only way to be a real man.
Wow.
To just not want to hang out with other people at all.
You know,
they prevent you from watching sports.
It makes me a little sad that I feel like people don't take more of the things you say and make techno remixes of them anymore.
Yeah. Gragaband writes, okay, you guys were right about Zero Day. Yeah.
It is such a good album. So good.
To Uber Noober says, Jick, Python is the new basic. Invent your own computer games with Python is a free PDF book in the spirit of type this program into your computer and run it. It's awesome.
That's cool.
That is cool. Although a PDF book is not a book, really.
It is a little weird that you could just copy and paste it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Huh. No, that's actually cool. I did learn a lot from having to type it in. I feel like I learned
a lot from that syntax errors.
I learned to type. Yeah, I learned to be careful when I was writing code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a bunch of programs in BASIC, and then I did some programs that like on the Apple. I think they were also in BASIC, but they used a bunch of graphical commands that I just had no idea what they were doing. And I honestly had no idea what was going to happen until I ran the program, and that was weird sometimes. back in the really early days, like CGA monitors and stuff, where things were like the commands to actually draw on the screen were really obscure.
All right, we don't have time to. I want to read this this big long blast of ACMs about my.
Yeah, but I think people would be much. It'd be much more efficient if people could just read it. You could just post to the forums, because they can read it like 10 times as fast. You should read it out loud. Read it out loud now.
No, it's 1 minute until the show is supposed to be over.
Yeah, but you can read that in 1 minute.
I can't read it in 1 minute and then respond to it.
Okay. Can you keep it for some later show?
Yes, I can keep it for some later show.
Fine.
Well, in fact, I'll grab it and we'll try and talk about it on Thursday. Because I don't want to... I don't like getting into those arguments with
Steve. I will not be here next Thursday.
All right. Shit! Well, Riff and I can talk about it.
All right.
I don't miss you.
I'll be in the air.
I don't even enjoy your company, because that would be gay.
Yeah.
All right. Riff, do you have anything you want to say?
No, not particularly.
Hasef, do you have anything else Pearl to say?
Have a great week, everybody. I'll be in Boston next week.
Eating a cream pie.
Yeah, and some baked beans.
Cool. Be sure and roll the window down on the plane.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. Bye, everybody.
See you.
Bye.
Back slowly from your knee erupts into your lungs.